This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Get to your point, ma'am.
Have we started?
You and your husband are stupid.
All right, yeah. Dave Ramsey.
You're stupid. You've spent money like a child. This is the Dave Ramsey.
Do you listen to him? Do you? Do you do the envelope thing and obey Dave Ramsey?
No, I love that Dave really... Dave was needed for our country.
I think so.
Dave was
Absolutely.
Needed for our country. But
yeah, he's done a lot of good.
But it's become a thing, and now his little minions that he's raised up, like, they are all doing Dave impersonations.
Are they?
You know what I mean? And so, like,
no,
all his
Dave
experts, they insult the guests, and they do it's the
I
brand.
Didn't know that.
You know, it's the brand.
Yeah.
And that's what we see, that's what we tune in for. We want to see the Ramsey squad annihilate the idiots
We're
in
on,
America.
Mate. We're on, Dan.
But
have
you know
we
what?
Started?
They're very helpful.
But
no,
he's
let's
brought, yeah, you're right. What Dave Ramsey's brought to America is
fantastic.
Yeah.
I hope we haven't started.
We have started.
Oh my gosh.
And
it's
Dave's
the Trim
listening.
Healthy Podcast.
Dave listens to The Party.
You know, Dave listens to my show. Was that real? We were on?
Why? That's great. That's good stuff. I'm leaving it in. That's my phone.
That's Dave.
That's Dave.
Dave.
Don't answer. Who is that?
Steven, it's Danny.
Danny, what? Man, it's good to hear your voice. Am I going to get to hug your neck today?
My neck will not be hugged today. I'm literally on a podcast, and now you are.
Dude, rock
That's
on.
Why I didn't
it
pick
is
your
so
phone
good
up.
To hear your voice, Danny.
I don't know if we're recording or not.
Yeah, we are.
Steve, we're
recording,
and that's why I didn't pick your phone up before. It's Steve Pup. I'll call you right after the party.
Hey, they'll call you back, Steve. It's been real.
All right, brother. Hey, hang around a few minutes, man. Let me see
you. Oh, if you'll be here. Oh, okay. I didn't know you'd be here.
I will. I'll be there at 12:30.
Okay. See ya.
All right, brother. Bye.
I won't be here.
Aw. Steve's awesome.
Can't wait to see you too, Steven. Hey, it's the best podcast in Prim Springs. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene Pearl and me, Danny. Let's start
Nobody
the show.
Nobody knows where Prim Springs is. The Hilltop. That's the official name of where we live, Prim Springs, but we called it the Hilltop.
Yeah.
But if you want to know something about where we live, there is a story behind that.
Yeah.
So people would come from all over the U.S. to this area where we live, Prim Springs, and there was an old railway line that came out mm-hmm. here. You know this, don't you? Yes, and to drink the water because they thought it healed them. There was a little bit, am I right, JD?
Natural
there's a little
arsenic.
Bit of arsenic in the water, just the tiniest what? Amount.
So it didn't heal them, it killed them.
No, it healed them.
It got rid of like junk bugs in their stomach.
Oh, the arsenic.
Yeah.
No, it was just, yeah, it's like in the perfect amount.
So
like
there's a ghost
amount.
Town yeah. here. Have you ever seen it, Danny? Ride your motorbike down the bottom of the hill. There's an old hotel
Saloons.
Where they always used to come.
A dance hall.
You know, I've heard all about this, but I've never been. What do you mean? Yeah, down that
it's
way.
A total
down
ghost town.
But that water, that's what we drink.
Yeah.
But so we good. Had it tested and the arsenic's not too high, so it's all good.
It's not too high. But there's a little bit of arsenic.
Yeah, well, it's like what's in, you know, in like essential oils and like the apricot pits and everything.
It's called
a little
hermetics.
Bit of, yeah, a little bit of poison. I mean, okay. It's actually good for you.
But we got ours tested, so I think the arsenic's gone down a lot.
Yeah.
Or else that was a different part of the spring.
Or else we're going to tell ourselves
twitching.
That.
Yeah. Okay. So, Dan, I just gave you a
question
for you to read and
face. It's all locked up now.
Type in. Okay. Okay. You
this
have
a question
to read
from
this
a listener.
Question. Yeah, a question from a listener.
All right. Read it in its entirety.
Yes, and don't moan about that.
How do you say it? Entirety or entirety?
Entirety. I would say.
Y'all are from another country, though, so. Hey, I'm reaching out because I have a podcast request. I listen to all your podcasts. Wow, thank you. I've never missed one.
Aww.
I have to. Oh, I see where you're going.
And who's this? Who's this from?
This is from Allison. I see why you wanted to read this and why you wanted me to read this. I have to say, Danny is wrong. Now, first of all, that's not how you start a conversation. Okay. Hey, wife. First of all, you're wrong. Now let me say things.
Just read Allison's.
I'm just kidding. I love you, Allison. Let's see. Let's see why I'm wrong. I can take it. I agree with you, Serene, on listening to the podcast every week. One, for the encouragement. Two, for the content.
Mm.
All the great info and knowledge you bring. And three, I love
Thanks,
the entertainment
Allison.
And laugh out loud
She's
along with
She's saying
y'all.
You were wrong because do you remember what you
yeah,
said?
I
that
do.
Entertainment's first.
Yeah, and it is. and talk out loud back at you. Anyways, I have a podcast request. Pretty please, can you do a podcast on feeding kids, teenage boys in particular? I have three of them. Oh, I'm with you on this one, Allison. 8 kids total. Okay. I'm almost with you then. I have 4. As a whole, everyone eats pregnant, healthy.
What?
Okay.
Do you need me to help?
I'm going
to
keep going. My main question is, what should my 16-year-old son's diet look like? He's highly driven, disciplined kid, tries to eat healthy. He plays baseball, runs track and cross country. He works construction with my husband, his dad. He's planning to run 400 miles this summer to train for cross country season. He is tall and thin, just went through a big growth spurt. And I want to help him get enough fuel for his training this summer. I'm worried he'll strip down. How is this
Give me it.
It's your mom.
It was just my mom too.
Oh, well, we'll have to call her back. Just text her. Just say we're in a potty.
I'm worried he's going to strip down too much and eat his own muscle. He doesn't have any fat to lose. Anyway, what should a highly active teenage boy's diet look like? Also, I have a daughter who is going through puberty and had some more padding on her. Not overweight, but I also want to help guide her and just don't know the appropriate amounts and what a healthy eating plan should look like for a young teenage girl. Thank you so much for considering this potty topic. I relate to that teen boy. Yeah. That was me as a teen boy, Allison.
Well, I think that the concern is very real that she's worried that he could like basically start to eat his muscles off, especially with the aspirations that he has to run how many miles?
400 this summer to train.
If he's already skinny and he's...
So, I mean, if that's his drive, that's what he wants to do, you know, and it's wonderful, you know.
And he feels good and healthy.
And he feels good and healthy, then okay, but he's going to need to feed it.
Like pound the calories, right?
I would say... healthy calories, but I would feed him like I would feed my babies when I want them to get fat.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nothing bad, but it would all be very, very, very intense calories. It would be the raw butter and honey and oat balls, you know, with peanut butter.
Yeah, but
it would be that.
Can I just say something? She's got 8 children. Mm-hmm. We can't feed this kid raw butter and, you know, your special $30 something honey. So there's ways to do it.
And regular honey.
Yeah.
I don't really care. It doesn't have to be like, but I'm saying it doesn't have to be potato chips and ice cream with sugar. You know, it can be like if you make your own bread, great. If you don't, he needs to have good carbohydrates too, like good mama's cooked carbs with good healthy fats, with heaps and heaps of protein. But carbs, and even though the protein's important, carbs and fat are equally important for this guy because he's
burning.
Young, he's just gonna, you know, he can build muscle on bread.
Mm-hmm.
He needs protein. I agree. He needs, especially because he's going to be really taxing those muscles with what he's doing. But I definitely think he just needs to eat for a job.
I'm sorry. I know I'm not the health expert here, but I am the skinny young man expert.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's running. I mean, remember the beach, New Jersey?
Yeah.
That's when I was running. And I was pounding calories.
Yeah.
I was eating wrong just to try to keep weight on. But just the run alone completely nuked any hope I had of building
weight. I would talk to my son and say, see where he's at. Like, why are you doing all of these miles? Like, is it because, because if it's who he wants to be and he's always wanted to be a long distance runner, then fantastic, more power to him. But maybe there's a little bit of wisdom going in there saying, like, what is the reason? Because, you know, your body type is going to get eaten away by this. And what is it for? Do you know that this kind of exercise is wasting and not building?
It's sort of the glory of young
men.
He's
good at it, right? Yeah. And so, but there needs to be an understanding so he can count the cost.
Exactly.
He needs to count the cost. He needs to know that he will be destroying his body as it's trying to get into its peak growth spurt. Mm-hmm. He will be sabotaging that peak growth spurt because he'll be burning more energy than if he ate all day, he'd probably just be able to, without all of that exercise, the sound of his metabolism, like you, Danny, you didn't do that kind of exercise, but you probably had to eat all day and you were still skinny.
I had to eat an uncomfortable amount of food. Mm-hmm. And it was like a full-time job.
Well, yeah. And what I would say is, so yes, what Serene said, ask him if he wants to count the costs, because with his body type, there will be a cost. But if he wants to do it, every single meal has to be a certain type of crossover, not just the crossover that we tell like Danny to eat, where you've got your protein in the menu, you've got your fats and your carbs on either side. Every single meal has to have way more carbs than a normal crossover.
It would be a spiker to a normal person. But his metabolism, his growth speed.
And his age.
And his, and his age. And so like my son is 18, Vision. And he's the only, like the other sons are married off. Like I have one younger than him, but I'm just trying to think of something his age, right? He's 18. For breakfast, he has at least four eggs, at least four pieces of toast, butter like cheese in between. He has coffee with cream and he pours like quarter of a cup of honey into it. I like burn through money on the honey. I'm like, put Gentle Sweet. No, I need the calories. I need the carbs. Then he has a quart of milk and oftentimes he'll put whey in
and creatine that's raw and milk from cows.
Yeah, and that's breakfast. Now he works hard. He works outside, but he'll come in for snacks.
Yeah.
And then he'll have lunch. It's rice, brown rice, organic, but it's piled like a pyramid on his plate. You know, ground beef, all he makes his own lunch. Nice. It's like, it looks like he's going to eat because he's going to go hibernate for 10 months and not eat.
Yeah.
That's just lunch. And then he's going to come in for afternoon snack. And then his meal at night is going to be humongous.
Yeah.
And he's not pounding at the pavement for miles either.
Right.
He's just, working he works out for half an hour with weights in the evening because
he
cares.
And then he works outside
and
all
he just
day.
Works outside all day.
Well, you and know? The, yeah, like, it's like, do you, if his goals are to be have an amazing cardio heart rate and be able to accomplish distance and all that, he's going to do that with running. If his goals are to be like ripped, looking hardcore in the gym,
it's not going to happen.
But you know, most coaches will tell you don't run at all.
Count the cost though, because they say now that those long cardios actually hurt the heart.
They do. They found out that the long cardio, too much of it hurts the heart in the long run. It's just new science.
Yeah.
So listen, I think this boy is probably really good at it and he's found something, you know, and you know, more power to him.
It feels good to run too.
And yes, it does feel good. But I think that that's a question you want to ask him. And then if he's determined to do it, then make sure he is really fueling his body. And you're right. He doesn't have to do it with cans of soda and ice cream and stuff. He can do it healthily. Just like what Serene said then, that kind of food.
Yeah, and hunks of cheese.
Yeah,
like four,
lots of honey. You're going to have to go buy
the peanut butter balls.
Peanut butter. Honey and butter like it's...
You know,
like oats, peanut butter, and honey together. Just make them as balls and he should be scarfing them all day.
Yeah.
So one thing my teenage sons came to me about seriously were like, oh, no worries, Dad. I'm just going to dirty bulk.
Yeah,
they call it dirty bulking. Yeah, and so what they'll do is try to pound ice cream.
Ice cream and pizza.
Yes, please.
Goji berries.
You know about dirty bulk, don't you,
Mikey?
Hey,
this stuff on the side of this bag is not weird. It was the probiotic weight loss sugar replacement supplement we were testing. And that's I just put it in that bag.
Is this
Goji's?
Yeah, Goji's. I still have half a bag of those ones you get on Amazon.
You don't? Oh, half a bag. Just, you've gone
I
through
go through.
The move just threw me off. I don't know. Now I don't know if
you
they're
put
rotten.
Them on,
I'm scared.
No, they're not rotten. They're dried. You put them on your oatmeal.
They never go bad?
No. You put with dark chocolate and walnuts. Oh my goodness.
These are so
best
good.
Stuff in the world. I need a little bitter usually with it and a little nuts. Yeah. It's sweet.
I love them on my oatmeal though.
You put dirty bulk. There's consequences for even teen boys of dirty bulking.
Yes.
Long-term consequences.
Yes.
You can shut your gallbladder down, for example.
Oh, yes.
Anyways, I'm no pro here, but I know this. These are good.
My son Arden bulks, but he does clean bulking.
Mm-hmm.
He has to. He gets so sick of chewing because of the amount of calories he has to put in. He puts his chickens in the blender and drinks
them. That's gross. Eh?
Chicken in the blender?
Yeah. Because he's determined to do clean bulking.
He's following in his father's footsteps for like doing very
doing
eccentric,
hard.
Actually, you know, in favor of why he's doing that, it's because certain supplements, even healthy, aren't necessarily good for him yet. And he's got a very incredible doctor looking into what will not grow cancer back in his body.
Oh, right. Because he's had stage 4 cancer.
So, you know.
But he ain't got to drink that chicken. Don't drink the chicken,
you should
Arden.
You see the look of him, though. Ugh. He's like
he's looking
James Bond.
That's true. You can't argue with his physique right
that's
now.
That's true.
I saw him the other day after not seeing him for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, Arden, you look like a warrior.
Gonna put chicken in the blender.
Yeah. He looks like a warrior from like ancient times.
He does.
That boy's
Okay,
cool.
So I do want to talk about teenage boys on the whole now. Now that we've talked about Allison, your teenage boy, who needs more than most teenage boys.
And then we're going to go to the girl,
Yeah, we're going to go to the girl. But I raised three teenage boys in my home. And, you know, I was the original trim, healthy mama with Serene. So how did I do it? For me, my approach to Trim Healthy Mama is not really an approach most teenage boys can take. They just need more fuel, especially if they're growing fast, and my boys are all tall, and especially if they want to get jacked or something. They need more carbs. So, you know, we say, you know, stop at that 45 net carb limit because that's protective for your blood sugar. But when someone is growing and growing furiously and fast and they're developing a lot of muscles at the same time, their testosterone
And they almost use that insulin-like growth factor. They use that insulin spike to grow their muscles. Their body's wired for that.
Yeah. And their testosterone is like really surging. They can take more carbs than your 45 gram limit. I mean, my boys, you know, I would always have brown rice in the fridge. And, you know, then they'd, like your boys do, they'd put it in the fry pan with coconut oil and whatever meat that was in the fridge. They'd throw it in and seasonings and spices and cheese on top. But their rice would not be my 3/4 cup or one cup. Their rice is 2 to 3 cups.
I basically told my children they have no limit of their carbs as long as they're
healthy carbs.
If they're throwing protein in it and they're having whatever healthy fat they want, this is not weight problem, boys, right?
I don't give them a stop.
Their appetite tells them when they stop.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. And of course, you know, and then I would try to force a salad on my boys every night, and then I'd have to put ranch and stuff on it.
I love the way you
phrased
that. Like if we could just take that sound bite, to start the tape with like, I try to force a salad on my boys every night.
My boys love salad. They actually love salad.
My boys will eat it now. Yeah, that's great. Your boys love salad. My boys would eat it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I think?
Mom told them to eat it and she put them in front of them, you know.
Yeah. What I think is a great alternative to young men to running is the Mike Tyson push-up.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Mike Tyson push-up is?
No.
Do you know what the Mike Tyson push-up is? It's a push-up where you're laying down push-up form, right? You're fully up. And what you do is you rock back and squat into your legs, then rock forward, do
Are
the push-up.
Can you perform it for us?
I can perform it.
Yes.
But
please.
Would you no get one's going to see it.
Although this floor is pretty dirty, but go ahead. Get some germs on you.
This Phil, floor is clean, lives here? Man, in comparison
this is
to.
The Mike Tyson push-up.
Okay. Yeah. So he's going down in a normal push-up, but now he's squatting back. Oh,
that's
nice
great.
Form, Dan. Nice.
Really good form.
And what is that getting? Your glutes as well?
It's just full body. It does is like push-ups are already full body.
Yeah, but they're not glutes.
But they're not hardcore glutes and not really hardcore legs. They're really upper body.
Yes, if we want to get your lower. I'm going to try that when I'm by myself in my room.
It's a solo. It's a solo push-up for sure. But the squat back into it engages legs, thighs, butt.
Your big muscle groups.
And so Mike Tyson did this and did nothing else for most of his career.
Wow.
Because all of his workout, if you will, was actually boxing, training, hitting the bag.
Yeah.
And that builds muscle too.
Yeah. Right.
And so, it's cardio majorly.
Major cardio. So like young guys, like they can get into running, you know, nothing against it. But seriously, you're going to stay skinny. Pro coaches, if you're wanting to like build muscle and get the physique, they'll tell you like don't, like there's enough cardio in working out.
Yes.
Unless you are a big, swole, football looking, front lineman looking type of bodybuild.
Yeah.
You're going to then need to have to do extreme cardio.
Well, I would say, you know, when I lift weights, my heart bump pumps out of my chest more than when 100%. I would run.
Yeah.
However, I do feel like with women, especially walking included with strength training, like walking. Just
and
the
I
act
talk
of walking
about
is
walking
so healthy
smart.
For us. So I think lifting weights is so good and stuff, but I would say that's not all you need as a woman. You also need walking because it's so good for your brain and it shrinks. I mean, it stops the shrinkage of the brain we all have.
Can I talk about walking smart? Because I think that there is walking not smart and walking smart.
Like with your eyes closed?
Well, no, like I went on a walk the other day and so it's not me, even if these women are listening, because I've already talked to them about it. And it wasn't their fault. It was my fault. I went, I was invited on this walk and it was a really long walk. It was over an hour and it was up hills and around and down and everything. And I went with my sister, Vange.
Vange
so
is a crazy walk.
So all those wonderful girls who invited me, because I didn't end up talking or being with them at all. I walked with, I had to go the pace of my genetics, which is my sister, right? We have the long legs. And it's so natural for me to slip into that because
like
of competitiveness.
Speed walking?
Well, just, yeah. But when I got back, I was way more exhausted than any type of
weight walker.
Workout yeah. in the gym, right? More exhausted. And I knew I had burnt calories without building muscle.
Yeah.
When I burn calories in the gym, when I put energy, I want to have something to show for that energy. Mm-hmm. I want to build muscle when I'm exerting energy, right? And I'm like, I exerted all that energy and all I did was probably waste muscle. Because I think if you're going for super, super long walks that are not energy giving, mm-hmm. I think walking should be energy giving. You should go on walks because that's your rest day. That's your day yeah. where you're saying, I am blessing my endocrine system, my nervous system. I'm giving it a break from hard training and I'm listening to a podcast or I'm talking with a friend or I'm just praying or I'm just singing or I'm just thinking. But I have energy and space for mental clarity. When you're walking and all you're thinking is like, step, 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 like, you know, just like next. And you're it's swinging so hard yeah. and you're breathing so hard, there's no talking. I just feel like that's not smart walking.
Well, I do have to say, I agree with you, Serene, because walking, they've said actually super fast walking actually raises cortisol. It's like jogging. Jogging raises cortisol. Walking lowers it, but long as you're doing a brisk pace, but not too fast.
Is it because the speed is like, oh, clearly you're stressed and running yeah. from something. Like yeah, you need this cortisol to...
And I think it's okay to sometimes go really fast and then yes, bring it back interval. Because then you... Intervals, sprint walks. I do have to say though, if someone is just not at a place where they're fit, they haven't trained at all. They've kind of been on the couch and they haven't done any exercise. Walking is the best place to start.
Yes, it's great.
Because that just gets you to going to where you're at least doing movement and it's your entrance.
And
drug.
For people who have exercised and ate right for a very long time, we underestimate the conditioning that has been built up over the years. Yeah. To take somebody from zero
uh-huh.
yeah.
to any sort of like gym level situation is crazy extreme. Like yeah. I went a season of doing nothing. Like when I left construction
yeah.
and started doing like office style stuff, I went and I got a call. It was this reality TV show where I was a background extra.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was a hockey player. And so I was actually on ice skates at the Ford Whoa. Center in Nashville, mask on. I was part goodness. Of the hockey team, okay, right? Yeah. Dude, I thought my chest would ignite into flames. And I thought that like something I've done or my lack, it was during those like maybe I have cancer years too. Yeah. Like I thought like, oh my God, like I have reached a place of such debilitation. Like I thought I was sort of in an emergency state. It was blacking out. I thought it felt dangerous. Right. It felt like
because
my heart
you'd
could
done
explode.
No movement whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah. Another time I went and played flag football with the dads, right? Like the turkey bowl, we called it the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Yeah. All the dads would get together and hurt themselves and send themselves to the ER. And it felt, it's a common thing. Thankfully, there's a guy there to talk me off the ledge, but I thought I had the flu. I thought I got the flu mid-game. And this guy comes up, he's like, you're looking rough. He goes, you feel sick? And I was like, yeah, man. Like I wasn't sick before I came here, but I feel like I have the flu. He's like, no, man. He goes, if you haven't worked out or exercised in a while, he was like, it's just your body goes into like, emergency state. So anyways, I say all that like,
yeah.
you're right. Walking yeah. is underestimated if you're it going is. From zero to something.
And even when you're already in peak, walking is so important.
It
I
is.
Just think walking should always be where you come back and you're like, I feel like I've got blood pumping, but I feel invigorated.
Yeah.
Walking should yeah. make you feel invigorated.
I agree. And it's your best mental health mm-hmm. therapy.
Lisa mm-hmm. walks every morning.
Yeah.
She yes. does laps.
That's yeah. awesome.
Yeah.
I do want to go back to the topic, which is how to feed teenagers. And now I want to talk about...
Can I say
about,
one thing about walking?
Yeah.
I do feel like it's super important to walk high and walk tall.
What do you mean?
And what I mean by that is I look and stare at a lot of walkers.
Yeah.
They often are walking steady state like that. Sometimes when people are into walking, they'll walk at least an hour, right?
Yeah.
And they lean into the wind and they do not have this nice posture that you want to train your body in, right? And so I think when we walk, we want to walk in a way that's training our posture, right?
Yes.
Because we're doing it for a long time. When we were in Mazatlan, Pearl,
mm-hmm.
I saw this lady. It looked like that's what she did. She moved to the beach. She moved to Mazatlan. And she loved the weather and she just walked.
Right.
She would speed walk up and down those miles there along the coast,
yeah.
right? She was the most bent over thing I've ever seen in my life. And I thought, She's just trained. You practice. So if you're out there practicing a certain gait, a certain walk, practice your best posture ever.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Because you're going to do it over and over and over, and your thought pathways and all your body pathways are going to just start repeating.
It's the same with motorcycles.
Yeah.
A lot of older motorcycle dudes, they'll be like on their motorcycle. They'll be squatting down, their neck will be like that. And sometimes you do that, like if you ride in the cold too, you're trying to like kind of escape the wind a little. But you just get in this habit of like just turn into a little turd on the seat. But then you see them get off the motorcycle and they walk over to do something. So I've had to really be conscious of like, because I ride, I don't have a car. I have a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And so I ride everywhere. And I'm always just it feels like every like minute and a half, I'm like posture, like shoulders back, so like good, sit up on the bike.
So good. Because that's what I say to myself when I walk. I think, okay, I want to walk at an invigorating speed. I don't want to walk on a speed walk, but I think to myself, I'm never going to go walk faster than I can keep beautiful posture. Posture. Like strong. I call it strong posture.
Yes.
Not, I don't think straight because that's so like boarding school. I think strong. I think of that feeling I get when I walk out of the gym and I've been lifting weights and I feel like every postural muscle is pumped and holding me up to its peak. So I think walk strong.
You know what else I see women do that I see them do more than men? Is they are trying to like conceal themselves for modesty. Mm. And you know, I get you put your shoulders back, you feel like you're pushing out there. But like I've even encouraged my wife, like it's a way better look. It doesn't look like you're showing off anything. No. It's just posture.
Yeah.
But she for a long time would sort of like keep her stuff in order, you know?
Well, I think that could be one thing and that may have been her reason. But I think another reason is us women who've had a lot of babies and nursed, we get a nursing posture.
Yeah.
And you can you're just kind of like in that rounding. Cradling. And then also you use you tilt your pelvis forward to be like a place to lean your baby.
Yeah.
Like even if you're thin, have you seen women that just kind of like they had to stand up. They're like they
yeah. Here. I've held a baby or two.
They've got like flat butts. It's like going in and they're like, that is the worst posture you could ever have in your life the pelvic floor stability for your glutes to be activated.
Yeah. So you're not saying it's wrong to hold a baby, but when you're not holding a baby, practice the other way.
No, I say it's wrong to hold a baby holding it that way.
Ooh.
I always tell myself, Serene, don't hold a baby like that because you'll be one of those women.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. No, you hold it up with strong posture. You let your biceps do the work. I keep my tummy core. I feel like the elevator should be in at like third level. And I'm like, no, I've always concentrated on that. And when I had the ergo on, I don't dip into the ergo. I almost use the ergo as like a strap. Like, it's just a shoulder exercise.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I had the same thing. I was literally going to say everything you just said from like all the way to the ergo. Because y'all got me into the ergo baby carriers.
Yeah.
When that, it was like, I remember at the time it was the $100 baby carrier, was life savings.
But we're all poor, but we just shelled out the money, right?
Now they're $200 and
Yeah. But I remember thinking consciously, like, this baby is like wrecking your back, because I always did that. Like, I'd poke a hip out to try to give it a chair.
Right.
Yeah. But men don't have chairs.
Yeah.
You know, y'all can at least stand a chance of having a little chair there.
Right.
But it was harder, but I found myself engaging my biceps to upper body, hold that baby instead of using my back to hold the baby.
Yeah.
And I actually got fit. It was a free workout.
And that's the thing. You know, we could blame it on like, oh, it's just these motherhood years and they're probably going to wreck my body. Or we can say, no, these are the years that can train my body. In fact, I miss holding weight all day long because that was putting weight on my bones and it was telling my bones to remineralize. Mm-hmm. And I'm burning less calories because I'm not holding something all day.
Yeah. But you burn enough calories.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Pearl, we're going to talk here about our Perfect pH shampoo and conditioner because there's nothing like them on the market.
I know. And that kind of sounds like we're really being salesy. Like, but there's a reason we brought these. It wasn't just so we could have a shampoo and conditioner too. No. And the name says it all. Perfect pH shampoo and conditioner. Serene, we had a huge need in our lives. Now, let me talk about you, right?
I'm scared.
You were such a purist. About your hair, how many years did you only use an egg yolk to shampoo your hair?
And then you smell a little eggy, right? So then you have to like rinse with apple cider vinegar, but then you smell a little vinegary.
Yeah.
And so you're always smelling like a salad.
But why? I want to get to the bottom of that. Now, most of us, like I would go try to find kind of healthy shampoos and conditioners, because even though I'm not as a purist as you, I knew from my reading and knowledge, the chems, the artificial chemicals in those, not only do they go into your scalp, Serene, they slide down your body, right?
Oh, I know. And they make
your shampooing.
Yeah,
conditioning. And they enter your cells.
Oh,
our skin is our biggest absorbing organ.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And so for that reason, and for the fact that I really wanted to stop using egg yolk to wash my hair, we designed with our scientists an incredible shampoo and conditioner. You say, hey, I've heard about pH-friendly shampoo and conditioners before. Yes, of course. We've all heard about them, but they're not pH controlled. So at the time of making, they may have a certain pH, but they are not controlled. That pH is going to change. By the time you open that up and start using it in your hair and lasting a week or two in the shower, that thing is not the right pH for your hair. And so we have designed the shampoo and conditioner so that it always has the perfect
remains.
pH.
And that's why, Serene, like we are getting so many testimonies in right now because of that pH.
Yeah.
Not only that, but you know, the beautiful plant botanicals in there and the absolutely toxin-freeness of it. But so many women are saying, hey, I am no longer having flaking. I am no longer having dermatitis of my hair. I finally have volume. All of these things.
You know why? Because it's not just treating the hair. It's treating the scalp.
Yes.
It's like medicine for the scalp and shampoo for the hair. It's beautiful. And let's talk a little bit about the conditioner. You know, a lot of people, they feel like, oh yeah, I use conditioner. My conditioner makes my hair feel smooth, but it's a fake smoothness. Mm-hmm. And the inside of the hair shaft is actually screaming for moisture even more. It's a lot of the cones.
Yeah.
You know,
and it gets
the silicones.
Coated.
Yes.
Yes, but it's not actually conditioned.
No.
And so, you know, when we decided to do the shampoo and conditioner thing, because it's been a lot of work, especially getting them bottled. Oh my goodness. But it's so worth it because there is actually nothing like
right.
This is world groundbreaking here. Let me tell you about the nose. What do we not have in
it? No parabens, that's for sure.
No phthalates, no dyes, no sulfates, no artificials, no con. There's no con in this conditioner, right?
Yeah.
No sham in this shampoo.
That's right.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah. And the other thing I love about this shampoo and this conditioner is, you know, if you're the type that wants to wash daily,
yeah,
you can wash daily. You know you're not actually doing something very harsh to your hair.
Tip though, when you wash, when I do it, I just use a small amount at first. I've got kind of long hair. I do two shampoos.
Oh, I always do two shampoos because this is natural, natural, mm-hmm. natural. I find if you have oily hair, or if it's been quite a few days since you've washed your hair, you do the two-step process. Mm. You do the first, like Pearl said, we use a little bit and you lather up with a lot of water. And then you'll find that the second wash with just a little, you're using the same amount of shampoo, you're just breaking it up into two washes. The second shampoo will get really way more lathery.
But if you've only used like, you know, toxified, I'll call them toxified, it's kind of like artificial chemicals in shampoos and conditioners, which the majority on the market are. Sadly, they lather more. I do feel like for a natural kind of shampoo and conditioner, ours does well, but it's obviously not the same as one with chemicals.
Oh yeah.
So you kind of go in there knowing that and not expect this huge bubbly lather that sits 3 feet off your head.
Right. But in that second wash, you get a pretty good lather. Hey Pearl, I know you talked about all the nose, but we have to talk about this. We don't have preservatives, but what do we have? Our natural preservatives, which are a proprietary blend of botanical extracts. They're from comfrey. They're from beets. They're from chamomile. I mean, we have not skipped any step to make this as natural as possible.
But I think we need to end with the fragrance. And if you want the hint of pink grapefruit lingering or in your shower as you do it, I mean, I just love it, Serene. I'm addicted to pink grapefruit now on my hair.
Spa-like
experience. I can't go back.
Very refreshing for sure, mates.
Find this product and other Trim Healthy products at store.trimhealthymama.com.
Back to the topic at hand on how to feed teenagers.
Back to the topic at hand.
That's so like what about, like she said, she has a daughter who, you know, has a little good healthy padding and she's like, you know, I don't know what to say to her that's appropriate because we definitely don't want to put, oh, don't eat that. You're going to get, we don't want to do the wrong thing. But then some of us are too scared to even encourage good healthy habits too. And then sometimes people have suns and they're just genetically different. They're not like burning fuels all day long, right? Their bodies just burn differently.
Yeah.
And so they carry some extra padding, and it's the way their insulin works. It's the way their blood sugar works. Yeah. Sometimes they have genetic differences.
Do you know what's worse for it? And it's a thing that I love. Like, I believe in it, especially today when the world is so crazy and strange. I think homeschooling is a wonderful thing, but homeschooling children have it hardest in this area. Why? Because they're always around the kitchen.
Yeah.
And their classroom is the kitchen oftentimes. Yeah. And it's just so easy if they're stumped on a math problem or something to think, oh, the fridge is going
to
fix it.
Or I'm going to have a bowl of chips to help me with my math
problem. Right, right, right. And you just can't leave class to go get a snack whenever you want when you're at school. And also at school, there is physical education, right? There is, you're part of this team, you're part of that. And, you know,
and they train you hard. If you're going to be in a sports team at school, right? They train you so hard.
6 a.m. before school starts.
So this is not like pro school. I'm just saying be pro.
I'm pro whatever is best.
But I'm just saying for me, because I knew that homeschooling was what I wanted to choose for my children, I just decided I can't just, it's not okay for me to just let them, you know, educate themselves in the kitchen and that's it. So I've told my girls lately, I'm like, you, it's not okay that you don't have a sport. You're going to do kettlebells. So Getty and Breeze, I took them into the gym the other day and I'm like, okay, every day, you know, you're going to do this little deal unless you want to go out for a walk. But if the weather's bad, you come in and you're going to do kettlebells because you can't just sit down on the couch and read your life away. It's just
it's not healthy.
And then I've told, you know, cause, I have some girls that just burn the heck out of food and others that are not big, but they, if they got bad habits, they could end up that way. And so what I've told them is, you know, I'm not telling them to do essery in anything.
Yeah.
I just say, eat your crossovers, but I'm like, make sure everything has protein. And then after I'm like, and once you've filled on your portion, if you're still hungry, because I have children that are just naturally hungry, I said, then it's time to get out your carrots and your celery and your hummus dip and everything. But you don't need to have another piece of toast. Mm-hmm. You don't need to have another serving of that brown rice. You don't need to, like, once you've had your good 45 window carb, you've had your good, you know, whatever fat.
Do you limit them to that though?
Not necessary, but I don't say the number. Yeah. I just say once you've had your good portion, you see mommy's plate.
Yeah.
You see the amount of sweet potato I have or the amount of rice. I'm like, once you've had your good portion that's provided for you, then just have some more protein, have some more veggies.
What if they're growing though? That's different. You're talking about your teenagers that have kind of already finished growing, right?
Yeah.
The girls that stop early.
Well,
because it's such a fine line, right?
But even with my ones that are growing, if I can tell that they're growing is not burning as much as what they're eating, you can tell. You can see it on them. You know, you can see when the growing is using it up.
Yes.
And you can see when the growing's not using it up. And so if I see that the growing is not using it up.
But you don't want to underfeed them either, right?
No, I don't say that they ever stop. Like, that's enough. Yeah. I'm just saying you've had all the fuel you need. Yeah. Just have more protein and veggies now.
Yeah.
Like, if you're hungry, now's the time to like have crudites in a protein dip, you know, or go and have some more chicken or go and have. So that's
that makes sense. Okay. If you're still hungry, the protein and the veg are there
for
you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it is, even though we love carbs,
we
have to protect our carbs. There's a point where you get to too many and that's when your insulin really goes crazy.
I had one daughter that'd be like, Mama, she's already had 2 pieces of my sourdough bread, 2, and 4 eggs on it, you know, and she's had like, you know, a matcha or something on the side and she just, to me, I can hardly finish it. And she's still hungry afterward. Yeah. I'm like, oh, now it's time to make yourself a salad.
Yeah.
You know, now there's a whole big bag of big bunny rabbit carrots in there, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a time to fill up now on, because that's important to teach them the love of veggie too.
It is.
I would love to do a whole podcast specifically on food and teenage girls, but how to speak to them about it.
Yeah.
Because I have my daughter's 12 and I mean, even my younger 9-year-old, I mean, they're starting to talk about, like, they'll show me they're a little pooch on, like, they're skinny girls, but then everybody's got a pooch, right?
Yeah, everybody sits down, you grab something.
Exactly. You feel something there. And they'll come show it to me.
Yeah.
The health podcast dad,
mm-hmm.
and sort of like say, like, I'm fat or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, like, you're definitely not fat. Like, and I don't know if this is right, but like, I'm saying this because I would personally love like how to guide them with food without giving them a neurotic complex.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we ever say the word fat. Like you know, I have a child who is perfect. Like, but if she gained any more, it
wouldn't be as healthy.
Wouldn't be as healthy. And so I'm just kind of keeping an eye, right? And I'll let you speak, but I just basically never use the word fat around her. And when she says she's fat, I'm like, no, you're not. You're absolutely perfect. But yeah, you're so perfect. You're so perfect. You just want to like celebrate this.
Yeah.
And so let's just get some great healthy habits going that keeps the perfection that you are.
I told my daughter the other day, like, you're not definitely not fat, but what does even that mean, like, into you and about your identity? Like, mm-hmm. I started talking about, like, what she sees online, too. Yeah. Like, what are you seeing? Are you watching these gym girls? And, you know, we try to monitor content, but stuff will just come up in the feed. And so, yeah, I'm trying to, like, guide her in saying things like, so what I said was, now, I said, for me, I'm not fat, but when I start going too heavy on certain types of food, my belly talks to me. Mm-hmm. My belly starts to tell me, hey,
Dad,
you're eating in excess in a certain way, or you're favoring the carbs.
Yeah. You're starting to love, like, the mac and cheese.
Yeah, you're starting to love your favorites and you're not really eating in a balanced way.
Right.
I said, so look at your belly not as your big identity of are you fat or are you not fat, because it's not you and who you are. We have, our body just has indicators. If we're, when we're tired, you know, we get fussy and we want to find a pillow for some weird reason. Mm. When we are eating a certain way, our belly starts to stick out differently.
Yeah.
You can change it anytime you want.
I think that's so wise, because I do think we do have to address it, because I do think it is a crime when people don't address it, and the children don't have the wisdom yet.
Yeah.
They don't have the know-how and the tips and tricks, and it's kindness so that they don't become that 21-year-old woman who's looking like
feeling lost.
Feeling
and
lost and feeling that they just
like
don't
they
feel
are
them.
Fat. Like they are born fat and they are destined. They're one of the fat ones.
I think we have such power to equip our children with knowledge. And
it's not okay to not address it and let them get that way.
No. And then provide the healthy foods in our homes. Provide those proteins that are already cooked in the fridge. Provide, you know, the quick access veggies, and provide the fruits and the grapes. So they're already in there and they're quick snacks. But I think, like, you know, we wrote that program, Trim Healthy You, for kids and teens. It's really fantastic, honestly, at the way it teaches whole, sound nutrition rather than focusing on, hey, am I fat or I'm not? But it teaches just nutrition. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I think every family should take their children through it, whether you're homeschooled or not.
And I also think not pinpointing the ones that look like they have a problem. Like, I have really, really skinny ones too.
Yeah.
And I, in front of the ones that I'm more watching, I address their diet too. I'm like, hey, where's your protein?
Yeah.
Like, where is, so that it's not one person you're picking
on. No.
Pick on them all.
Yeah, pick on them all.
My wife is what we would call big boned. And that's,
she's
like,
beautiful.
That's like a joke people have used to, like, explain it. Like, yeah, I'm sort of like overweight. Well, yeah. No, I'm big boned. But there are people with bigger bones.
Yeah.
She has the ankles of my dreams. Like, in fact, the first thing I was drawn to.
Oh, because you want big ankles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, are we supposed to stop and take a break?
Oh.
And then you're going to talk about big bones when we come back.
I'm going to talk about bones when we come back from the break.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So, ankles.
Yeah, ankles.
I was, first thing I was drawn to,
and
my wife was her ankles. We were all making lunch in this.
Little ankles are repulsive to you.
Not repulsive.
Yeah.
No, those are, now, when we start talking about art, okay?
Art.
We get into the many array of colors of beauty.
Yeah. That's
and
right.
We don't
choose. Danny doesn't despise other types.
No. All the flavors of the rainbow are welcome.
Yeah.
You know? And but I was drawn to her ankles, and I was not supposed to be drawn to anyone's ankles because
that's
in this,
because you're in youth group
discipleship training type of thing. But we were in this kitchen and she was like busting suds, right? Which is probably like this ancient, like archetypical calling to my masculine desires, anyways. You know, someone doing dishes. So there's a lot of subconscious.
She was doing dishes and you spotted her ankles and you're like, oh,
this
no.
is the woman of my dreams.
I was like, dishes, ankles, what more do we need? And she does not, she's not the tall, skinny body type. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think her and I have talked a lot about acceptance and about comparison. And that's kind of what I meant about like not giving our children neurotic complexes is they're and again, this deserves a whole podcast, especially for daughters.
I know.
But, you know, we were in a restaurant and across from us was this huge table where they had pulled tables together. And at this huge, now mega table, were the biggest human beings you have ever seen. Football level sized people, but not football players. These were people in their 50s and 60s, mm-hmm. a whole family of like ancient Vikings.
They weren't overweight. They were just huge.
They were also a little overweight.
Yeah, but they were big people.
But if they weren't overweight, they would have been giant sized people. Yeah. And they looked like they were from Viking country. Yeah. Big yellow beards, and one of them had it braided. And I was like, oh my God, like these were the warriors of old, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they found themselves in America in 2023.
Yeah.
And they're struggling because in ways that I will never struggle.
Yeah.
And so what Lisa said was, she goes, oh, I'm the cutest, tiniest Viking in all the land. Because compared to she's like, that's the people I come from. And it was just this revelation for her.
But no, but I want to talk about this. So Lisa, whenever I'm not with her as much as I would like to be, but she always seems confident in herself. She's very voluptuous, but she's not like what people would call unhealthy overweight. Like,
not
she eats so healthy, but she's voluptuous and she's gorgeous, right?
Yeah.
But some, like, if she compared herself to little YouTubers, like
little
she
Italians, might,
yeah, but
she's going to be upset in Italy.
Yeah, she would be upset.
Yeah,
yeah.
But asking you, but because to me, she always comes across as very self-accepting. She eats well. This is just her. Does she feel that? She feels very happy.
1,000%.
Yes. Okay. Good. Yeah. But here's what I wanted to tell you.
And
Sarit.
She contends for it.
Yes.
She's very aware of like it. We're not getting neurotic.
I
up
had
in here.
Because so we were just in Hawaii, my daughter's graduation, 18th trip.
Yeah.
I wanted to call you on the phone when it was happening, Sarit.
Yes.
So we went to this luau, our first luau. And I just love the Polynesian culture because we grew up in New Zealand, you know, with the Māoris and the Hakka and cook the food.
They all like sway their hips.
Totally.
They have some of the best sauce, Polynesian from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I just love the music, the culture, the dancing, the way they talk.
Yeah.
Everything. I felt so proud of the Polynesian culture when I was there.
It's part of your blood.
It is. But anyway, so out come the warriors. They did the haka, but then these two came out and they were the champions of the world with two guys with spear with the hot flames on either side of them. And they do all this dancing. Right. Yeah. So these were Polynesian guys from Hawaii, but they looked just like the Samoans and the New Zealand.
We
grew up with Māoris that are just big people.
Oh, yeah.
They're big and they have
ankle bones.
They're strong and they're muscular, but they have tummies. So these two, and they said, welcome the handsome this and the handsome that. And they were handsome, but they weren't like super tall, maybe like 5'10", but they were wide. They had big bellies, but they were fit.
They had muscles.
Muscles galore. And they would pat their bellies and they were part of the whole show. They were part of the dance. They would hold them and they were the handsome places. Like, it was just so interesting to me. And then all the the Polynesian woman were like, isn't he so handsome? Like, they were doing this whole thing. These men were considered the epitome of handsome masculinity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't have washboard bellies.
Yeah.
They had large bellies, large arms, large legs. But they were, I looked at them, thought, what a beautiful specimen of a human. It's a different culture to mine, but I can appreciate that. We don't have to have washboard bellies.
Yeah.
We just have to be healthy for what we are. And they were healthy men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, sure, they ate a lot, but they were fit.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, fit and strong and agile.
Goodness. Yeah.
And you could just look at them and think, wow, we don't have to look like one
Why is
another.
There one type that's like considered like this is the only healthy way? If you don't have the washboard abs, you're fat.
Yeah. With the V, the man has to have a V down
it's
to his
not
washboard.
True. Yeah. These men were the opposite of that, and yet they were handsome and they were absolute incredible specimens of physical fitness.
Wow, so intriguing. Have we covered it all?
I felt like that's something to say, but it's gone. It's gone for me.
It's
gone. I was about to call you, Sarit. I was that excited to say fit doesn't have to look a certain way.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.